For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Roger Christie of the Hawaii Cannabis Ministry.
We need a big breakthrough here on planet Earth. The whole world over has been denied this fantastic essential resource. It's a forced scarcity on the planet for the last 70 years at plus. And I bring to the table the religious defense to prosecution that every sincere cannabis enjoyer can claim. I believe it's an inheritance. It's a gift of God. It's like finding the coolest treasure in the world, and everybody gets to share in the bounty.
Now, Roger, if folks wanted to learn more about this subject, and where might they go on the web?
Great. www.thc-ministry.org. What I bring to the table is, as I call it, the religious defense to prosecution. And its foundation is the sincerity of the enjoyer, of the user. So I can't give a person sincerity, but I can assist them with legitimacy. Once a sincere spiritual user of cannabis gets legitimacy for their use of the herb, then they qualify. There's a case called State versus Blake, and they actually created the Andrews test. And that it's, if someone was to receive a religious defense to prosecution, a constitutional defense, by the way, then they would need to be sincere and legitimate. And to me, the big difference, Dean, here between medical, because I don't really fight for medical rights so much anymore. I fight for the right for healing with cannabis. But what I've discovered is that medical marijuana is a privilege. You have to be sick, and it lasts for 1 year. And then at the end of that year, you need to be sick again to qualify for another year. Now, that nobody wants to pray for that, but of course, people want the protection. So the spiritual religious use, or as I call it, constitutional use, First Amendment use of cannabis, is a right that we get for life. Once you understand that and build a foundation of a sincere spiritual user, then you have the right to the tree of life for the rest of your days. It's a very beautiful thing. We're on the cannabis road. My spiritual foundation now is I like to take bummers and turn them into blessings. And how I do that is I say, God, that's great. Please show me the blessings in this situation and hurry. And when I have faith and back that up, I find, Dean, that this formula, it's a spiritual formula. It's very practical. It works 100% of the time. I think it's kind of like a trellis that a vine grows on, or almost like a fruit tree that gets damaged in a storm and puts out more fruit. The prohibition is a way to build our mana, our spiritual power. And it's an invitation from God to dig deeper into ourselves and find the kingdom of heaven within.